Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Okie dokie, dominokie, as some sunny forecasters say. It's okie dokie weather-wise. It's always okie dokie when Warren Eckstein is here to talk about your pet, your pet's health and well-being, what sort of psychological state is your pet in, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to talk about doggy DNA as well. Plus, the star of the show, Warren Eckstein, makes a very important appearance this weekend. We'll talk about all these things in just a moment. It's the Pet Show in the Focus, and Warren Eckstein here on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Today's topic, cheap body tricks. It's chock full of cheap psychological and physiological tricks, things you can use or abuse. Here's the science of it. Did you know that the typical person eats about 2,000 pounds of food each year? If you go on a hunger strike, you can live for about 60 days without eating. And if you go about 10 days without sleep, well, it'll either kill you or it'll turn you into an emotional turnip.
Don't mess with me, man. I am crazy.
What's a cheap psychological trick? In this day and age of diet, 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 work, 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 and sleep less and less, the body can take a great deal of abuse. But just imagine how much more you would enjoy life if you worked just a little smarter, ate appropriately, and slept a little more. Work with your body, and it'll work with you. Got a comment? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Today on App Check. Blends is a dictionary and a good one, but what sets it apart is the comprehensive list of related words. Very useful. Blends.
It's a hit.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Dial 877-219-8780. That's 877-219-8780.
All right, Warren Eckstein is here. Our poll today at DougStefan.com asks whether or not you dress up your pets for Halloween. A, yes, they love it almost as much as I do. B, sometimes if I find a really good pet costume. C, I have before, but they didn't like it. D, no, I never dress up my pets. My nieces used to love to dress up Charlotte in a tutu. It wasn't necessarily just at Halloween. But psychologically, is there an alert attached to this, or is it A-okay? Is everything all right if you dress up your pets and bring them around for Halloween?
You know, I actually asked that question on the show this week, and it's a great question. It really depends on the individual dog and the person and the guardian as well. For example, I would not be dressing my dog up and taking him trick-or-treating with me. But if you're having a party at your house and you have some friends over, just a couple of friends, and your dog enjoys having a costume, I don't have a problem with that. Now, honestly, my dogs are going as a Chihuahua Terrier mix this Halloween, because that's exactly what they look like. Butt naked. But the bottom line, as long as the dog enjoys it, I'm okay with it. Just don't take them trick-or-treating with you.
Mm-hmm. No. You know, it's funny. In New Orleans, you know, there's different crews, K-R-E-W-E, which are the groups that put on the Mardi Gras parades, and there's actually a crew of Barkus, and it is the Dog Mardi Gras Parade, and they also do it at Halloween. All the dogs get dressed up, and they have their own Mardi Gras parade.
Good God.
That's kind of funny. They do the same thing here in West Hollywood when they have the Gay Pride Parade. There's a lot of dogs that are dressed up that march with people. I think it really draws attention to whatever you're trying to get across.
All right, so you're appearing this weekend in the Rose Bowl. What's going on?
I'm not throwing a football, I can tell you that. It's actually one of
that.
the largest humane events that takes place in Southern California. Over 45, 50 groups will be there. And what it is, it's a 5K, a 10K. There'll be a kids race there. And all these groups get together, and thousands of people, I think 15 or 20,000 people will actually be there. It's hosted by Jane Lynch, the actress. And all these people show up, and they get involved with the race. And there are thousands of dogs and cats for adoption. So hopefully we'll find homes for lots of pets and have a good time. And they asked me to broadcast with them. Really thrilled to do that this week.
Good for you. There's a study out this week on doggy DNA that suggests that your dog or a relative of your dog first appeared in Central Asia. Dogs first arrived on the scene, according to scientists, in Central Asia.
Well, what they do is they go through the DNA. Now, we all knew all along, this is not new to me, that dogs originated in Central Asia. We knew that, and basically it was the fact that wolves and human beings learned to work together. You know, we hunted better than they did. They scavengered, and selective breeding over the years kind of took away some of the wolf's wild instincts and made them more domestic, and that's what we have today.
So how do you get a bulldog out of that?
Well, once the breeds start differentiating, okay, once the dogs calm down, they lose certain traits, and they take certain, this wolf because he has this trait, and that wolf because he's smaller, and this one's bigger, and they start breeding them together, and eventually genetics take over.
I don't believe it. I think it's the same as humans. We all came from other planets. There are other planets that developed these dogs, just like humans came from other planets. But we'll figure that. We'll argue that on another day. Warren Eckstein, check out his pet shows.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.